Some parts of South Georgia have received between 2 to 6 inches of rain in the last 3 days. State climatologist Bill Murphy says the rain could affect the soil's ability to remain intact and endanger some watermelon, cantaloupe, and peanut crops.
Some of the growth could be affected, you know, not as good a crop as normal. The yields might be less.
Murphy says it can also cause a fungal disease called scab disease in wheat crops. But despite the potential negative effects of the recent rain, he says some crops in southwest Georgia counties are likely to benefit.
If you're talking around Decatur, Grady, and Mitchell counties, some Thomas and Brooks as well, and even part of Seminole County, still had some dryness showing up, abnormally dry conditions.
Murphy expects to know more about how the recent rain affected Georgia crops sometime next week. Michelle Worth, WABE News.